Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Welcome to Undisputed. We are live from Los Angeles. I'm Jenny Taft, here with Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp. Good morning.
Hi, Jenny. How are you? Let's get it over with. You did the red carpet last night. And who was the famous person you interviewed other than yourself?
Oh, you know.
Somebody. Who was it? Let's see.
Mandy Moore.
Great. Good interview.
Marissa Tomei.
I wouldn't know because I didn't watch.
You're a hater. You're a hater.
Way to go.
If it was you, if you was on the red carpet, I'd say, I got to watch my boy Skip.
I'd be watching the National Football League, but that's just me. And by the way, let's get back to the real world, shall we? Okay. How about them Dallas Cowboys?
What about my two cases?
Huh?
Didn't they cover?
Huh? You didn't bet a nickel on
that. Did they cover?
You didn't bet a drop.
Did I tell you they would cover?
You did.
Okay. You said
New England would cover. You said one would win by 39 and one would win by 49, and you were pretty far off that, I think.
Well, the Patriots took their foot off the gas. It's not like the Jets scored an offensive touchdown.
Well, that happens. That's why it's scary to bet those.
Yeah, those backdoor covers.
Correct.
Good job on the Emmys. Good job to the Cowboys, Skip. We got a lot to get to today. Who is to blame for the Browns' loss? We're going to go there. How concerned should we be about Kyler Murray's performance yesterday? Also, a lot to discuss. We are going to start with Skip's Cowboys. Dak Prescott had nearly 250 yards passing and two touchdowns in the Cowboys' easy 31-6 win over the Dolphins yesterday. On the ground, Dallas ran rampant. Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard both racked up over 100 yards and averaged over 7 yards per carry. Meanwhile, the Eagles, they lost by 3 to the Lions at home, and Wentz was sacked 3 times and completed only 19 passes on 36 attempts. The loss drops the Eagles to 1-2, while the Cowboys, they are now 3-0 and feeling good. Shannon, do you believe the Eagles are still the best team in the NFC East?
I do. It's just hard for me to put the Cowboys on a pedestal just yet because they played such poor teams. And so it's hard for me to evaluate. I think this week they play the Saints, Skip, next Sunday.
Correct. We'll have night.
Sunday night.
Yep.
Oh, you put that emphasis on night.
Yep.
I think we'll get a better picture or clear picture of just how good the Cowboys are, although the Saints does not have Drew Brees. But back to the Eagles. It doesn't help that you don't have DeSean Jackson. It doesn't help that you don't have Alshon. But that's still not an excuse for why they played so poorly yesterday. I thought they had a lot of drops. And that's the thing what I see with Aguilar. Skip, he makes some unbelievable play to catch a touchdown where he has to spin like 6 times, gets the ball into the end zone, and then a routine ball, he'll drop it. And there were a lot of drops yesterday. When you look at them, they ran the ball fairly well. You can live with that. 30 attempts, 127 yards, 4.2 yards a carry. That's good enough. Mm. But they gave up 3 sacks. Wentz is just a little off.
Just a little off.
A little bit.
But you know what, Skip Bayless? Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, the dust is going to settle.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, the smoke will clear.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the season,
yep.
As you over here pounding that desk, you won't be pounding the desk because the Eagles will be sitting in their rightful place, which is atop the NFC East.
Yep.
Yes, the Cowboys are 3-0. They're comfortably atop the NFC East. But they still haven't played the Eagles. Got to play them twice.
Mm.
The Giants looked a lot better yesterday than they ever looked in the last 2 years with Eli. We're going to talk about that one also. But, Skip, I just believe that they'll get the kinks figured out. Wentz will be a little more accurate. I don't ever expect him to have Drew Brees and Tom Brady pinpoint accuracy.
Mm.
But I know he can.
Admission right there.
No. Dak Prescott's never going to have that either, but that's not. We're not talking about
him. Really? I haven't spoken yet.
Yeah, you good. Well, you shouldn't speak because
celebrated.
It's
celebrated.
Yeah, that's what you do. You're selling. You're gloating over there. My Cowboys. I just believe once the dust settles, they get everybody back. Wentz will play better. He must play better. And he will play better. And when it's all said and done, at the end of the regular season, the NFC East champs will be the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, you're sticking with that.
Why would I go anywhere else after three games? We're not even at the quarter pole yet.
Shannon, I'm feeling sorrier and sorrier for you.
Don't.
You are looking wronger and wronger, and you're going to lose so much more Diet Mountain Dew, the breakfast of champions, the nectar of the gods, to me because you bet me, I believe it was five cases, that the Dallas Cowboys would not make the playoffs. Yeah.
Have the playoffs started yet?
No, okay, they haven't, but we're three games in, and they're 3-0, and that's big leg up on the 1-2 Philadelphia Eagles. And I got to tell you over here, I might have to get a LeBron James Memorial soft cast for my hand because it just gets blacker and bluer, metallic bluer by the Sunday because every Monday I have to smash this desk and it just gets sore.
I bet you don't do that next Monday.
It gets you.
I bet you don't do that next Monday.
I'll bet you a case right now. There's just one case on that right here, right now on Sunday night. I got Dallas. Who you got? You got Teddy Bridgewater? You can have him.
A bridge over troubled waters.
Well, it's trouble.
That's what they call it. Teddy Bridge over troubled waters.
Yeah, well, is it?
Yes.
You got it?
I got it.
Good. Done.
Right now.
I'm up 41
Two.
Now. 42.
Already so making 43. Bets. It's a good day. It's a good day.
So, before I unleash on everything you just said,
please.
I got a few just trivia notes for you. Would you believe that the Dallas Cowboys over the last 13 games dating back to that win in Week 10 last year at Philly are 11-2 over the last 13 games, counting obviously the three this year? Mm-hmm. Would you believe that's the best record in the whole National Football League over that stretch? That's even a game better than the two Super Bowl teams, the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So would you say that's good? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it matters not.
We're talking
11
about
and
this
2.
Year.
It's the same quarterback on the same arc, the same Hall of Fame trajectory. It's still Dak Prescott. Would you know who leads the NFL and QBR after three games? I don't know, just a trivia.
I don't
note.
Know how for that performance yesterday.
It's trivia. Dak Prescott. He leads.
Who? Who does he lead? Who is second place?
He's at a 94 because he had a good QBR yesterday. He had an 84 yesterday.
Were they better than you know who's?
No, but you know who. Mahomes is now at 91 for the three games, and Tom Brady, you know who, is at 88. So it goes 94, 91, 88 with Dak Prescott at the top after three games. And would you believe that over the first three games this year, just a little trivia note, apropos of nothing, would you believe over the first three games, my quarterback who can't throw, who's way overrated and about to be, you know, historically overpaid, would you believe in the second halves of those three games, he's now 29 of 32? Is that accurate? Help me out. 29 of 32, that's 91% completion rate, which over the second halves of the first three games leads the National Football League, as does his average yards per attempt of 14 yards per attempt over the first three games in the second halves. 14 yards, that leads the National Football League. So would you believe that yesterday, after my Dallas Cowboys all-time stunk up the first half, would you believe after my Cowboys were in danger of actually losing to the Miami Dolphins?
Man, there was no in danger. Stop that.
They should have trailed at halftime. They got lucky because there was a fumble inside the five. There was a missed field goal. There was an onside kick that they recovered that they dubiously got called offside on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It all added up to barely leading 10-6 that they shouldn't have led. They got completely outplayed in every way, shape, or form in the first half. My quarterback came out in the third quarter and said, "No more. I'm taking this game over. Here we go." And he goes 9-for-9, did Dak Prescott in the third quarter, for 137 yards, which included a 19-yard touchdown strike to his man, Amari Cooper, and an 8-yard. We could see it if you want to see it.
No, I
don't want
to see it, but I know you got it. You can. You know, look at this. I knew you had it. I knew you had it.
Boom! Woo! And guess who he beat once again? That's Xavien Howard. Is he not a top five cornerback? Is he not maybe a top three cornerback?
No.
Boom! On the butt.
Well, he's already at a disadvantage because he's playing outside leverage in the safety bit.
Well, and by the way, Amari.
Where's the safety?
Amari, for once, went in motion. We didn't motion at all last year under Scott Linehan. Now people move before snap. Makes it a little harder. Xavien travels, so he had to travel across the formation, and he couldn't quite get his feet set, and boom, he got him inside because he'd gotten him outside at the goal line in the first half. He beat him twice, just took him to the cleaners twice.
Skip.
Xavien Howard, he can play, trust me.
Okay, before you go any further, Skip, We're talking about the Dolphins, a team that scored 0 points the week before.
I got
a team that scored 0 points in the second half yesterday, and a team that only scored 7 points. So if you talk about scoring or lack thereof, we're talking about a team that's averaging 4 points a game, which if they continue this pace, would be the worst in the history since they allowed the forward pass. And that's what you're bragging about.
Well, on defense, they do have that guy I just mentioned, Xavier Howard. They have Eric Rowe, Bill Belichick's favorite corner. Remember, he started
stop
in the Super Bowl. Did he not start him in the Super Bowl?
I don't care what they did with him.
Okay.
You talk.
How about Bademosi, who was a Patriot 2 years ago and was in that run to the Super Bowl in that stretch? He's on that defense.
Yep.
They've got some football players.
Of course.
Yes, they got some pro football players on that team.
They got 53 of them, and everybody on the roster are the pro. But stop trying to hype them up like they're the 70 Steelers. You know they're not. Skip, you need to stop this.
Devontae Parker, do you like him? He's a first-round pick. Oh. Gesicki, the tight end from Penn State, you know him, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, you should. He was a second-round pick. He was one of the top-rated tight ends.
It's easy for Dak to throw the ball like he did because Jenny mentioned it. Both guys went over 200 yards. So he should have been perfect.
Oh, wait. I'm glad you brought that up. Was I not the first to market on Tony Pollard? I told you after one exhibition game, I said, wait a second. He is legit. He can play. You laughed at me. You scoffed at me.
No.
And Tony Pollard took over the fourth quarter yesterday with 91 yards to get to 103.
Hold on, think about this.
16-yard run for a touchdown. Capped it off, and it covered the spread.
Skip, see what you're doing here.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just telling you what my eye test told me.
I told you.
He can play.
What about Zeke? Zeke took the fourth quarter off. He already had a buck 25.
Yeah.
So the 91 that he would have got, Zeke would have been over 200.
Oh, well, wait a second. He looked really good to me. What'd your eyes tell you?
Oh,
I don't know.
So
maybe your
Zeke?
Eyes were on the red carpet by then.
How did Zeke look? But it just so happened I got an opportunity to see them bums play. Miami needs to stop. You know what? Miami needs to play collegiate teams.
Okay.
Because this is ridiculous, Skip. And you over here pounding the table.
I'm going to tell you one more time. And one of these Mondays, it's going to get through your skull.
No, it's not.
The Cowboys will go as far as Dak Prescott takes them.
Whatever.
He is the leader. He is the driving force. He is the playmaker. He is the fire starter. In the third quarter, he was the one who came out and said, okay, I've had enough. We're going to take them seriously, and we're going to stop this.
Hold on, stop it. Why you wait till the second half to take them seriously?
Because
if you're the leader of the team, you get that right away.
It's a young, coming-of-age football team that does not know how to step on the throat of an overmatched team the way Tom Brady's team.
Hold on. What you mean young?
Yeah, very
young. Look at that
young.
Whole offensive line. Been there for an extended period of time.
Quarterback's in his fourth year.
Okay, that ain't young. No.
My 1A running back's in his first year.
Daniel Jones is young.
Yeah.
Your guy's a fourth-year guy. That's unacceptable. He's had that C on his jersey, which means captain, for 3 years. So I don't want to hear nothing about him being young.
Yeah. Well, they're going to go as far as he takes them.
Well, it won't be very far.
Now he's going to take them to New Orleans on Sunday night against Teddy Bridgewater. And by the way, the Saints had the most surprising, impressive, unlikely victory of the day yesterday at Seattle. They led that game 27-7 mid-third quarter, and they hung on to win 33-27. And yet, would you believe that Vegas isn't buying in yet? Because my Cowboys are 3-point favorites Sunday night in New Orleans in that Superdome.
But guess what, Jenny? I'm like Chick-fil-A. I'm normally closed on Sunday.
Really?
But guess who's going to open their doors on Sunday so Cowboys can come get this hot ale? Yours truly.
I told you, I was shocked that Sean Payton went with Teddy Bridgewater and not Taysom Hill. So relieved. Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
Nobody that's Sean Payton.
Look at Teddy Bridgewater's stats yesterday. Look at their stats. They got crushed. We're going to talk about this in depth later in the show. But they got crushed statistically by the Seattle Seahawks, and they had special teams return for a touchdown, and they had a defense return for a touchdown, and that's how they stole that game
Seattle. You see what you did this game?
Yeah, I just told you the truth.
No.
Yeah.
Now, I remember a time when Dak Prescott, that's why they was winning ball games.
Oh, really?
Dak Prescott was doing measly nothing.
Oh, really?
And you were all, look at my quarterback.
Yeah.
I said, Skip, he had 135 yards. That's all they needed with that defense. See, now, the very reason how New Orleans won a game, you criticized that, but you lauded when the Cowboys were winning game with Dak Prescott the very same way, Skip. You
just
bet yourself
a case of Diet 2 on Teddy Bridgewater.
No,
thank you.
No.
Thank you.
It wasn't that I bet on Teddy Bridgewater.
I'll never get it back. But who,
no. It's not that I bet on Teddy Bridgewater.
Yes, you did.
I bet against your team.
Okay, good.
Because I don't trust them.
I like my team.
I don't
next
trust
Sunday
them.
Night.
I'm glad
I like
you
them a lot.
You're good.
Yeah, and by the way, your team, Carson Wince's team, they get to go Thursday night on a quick turnaround, probably without Alshon, probably without Deshaun.
You know it's going to be no problem.
Probably.
You know they're not playing.
To Green Bay, they go to Lambeau, and they are 5-point dogs. Would you believe that? Carson Wentz is a 5-point dog to Aaron Rodgers, who hadn't put up much numbers, but they're, you know.
They're putting up them dubs.
Yeah.
They're putting up them dubs.
They're 3-0.
What's your team? What's your record?
I think it's 3-0.
Okay,
last time I checked, and over the last 13 games, it's 11-2.
But you don't
you
know,
like that?
I was
11-2 leads the NFL.
I have yet.
Something is happening in Dallas, but all I hear is the quarterback who is the most he is the most overrated, and you know, obviously he's the most underrated and over-criticized quarterback in the National
Overhyped,
Football League.
Yep. Commercialized. Name a quarterback that does more commercials.
He can't throw. Maybe Baker Mayfield. That's the way it's going right now.
Well, maybe he needs to stop doing
that. Yeah, maybe. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes
here. Your quarterback is commercialized.
He can't throw, my quarterback, but he's 29 of 32 in second halves, and he was 9 of 9 in the third quarter.
No.
I don't know. So let's go to your quarterback, Carson Wentz, because I watched this game carefully only in the fourth quarter. I actually had to tape the fourth quarter so I could go back and just really break it down.
Okay.
And guess what I saw?
What did you see?
I saw Carson Wentz make some really good throws.
Yes.
And I saw him miss a whole bunch of throws.
He did.
And I saw them drop passes. Some people said it was up to 7. I'm not sure about 7, but whatever. I'll give him
they
several drops.
They dropped more than what they – like, you. Hold on. Skip Bader, you talk – DeShannon Sharp, the Hall of Famer, if that ball would have touched his hands, he would have caught it.
Yep.
Okay, well, say that.
Okay.
If the ball touched their hands, they should have caught it.
But in the end, once again, Carson Wentz didn't make enough plays. So Dak makes nothing but plays. Carson Wentz fails to make plays.
Skip, they ran the ball for 250. The Cowboys did.
So let's look over those last 13 games that stretch.
Oh
my quarterback's 11-2, and yours in the games he's been available to start. He's 3-5. 3-5 in his last 8 starts. You love that? Because I don't love that.
I don't love that either. It's 3-5. It's under 500, of course.
Correct. Man. Okay, so they're down 27-24 to a team you had little to no respect for, the Detroit Lions, because they got tied by little tiny Kyler Murray in the opener at Arizona.
Yeah, we're going to talk about little tiny.
We're going to talk about him.
Will.
Didn't have a good game yesterday, but he did some good things yesterday.
No, he didn't.
Really good
he didn't
things.
Do nothing good.
Okay, so they're down 27-24, 3:16 left. Your Eagles, and they get it first and 10 at the 20. And there's a short pass, and then there's an incompletion. And then he, on 3rd and 8 from the 22, he throws it deep to Aguilar. And this is a big play in the game because they're down 3. And this is not a good throw to me. It's just a flutter throw. I don't know if we could see this. He just throws it up. And, again, that's underthrown, and he's not open.
Huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's
You're
a
right.
huge play.
Okay.
And on 4th down, he just says, okay, I got this. And he tries to run it up the middle the way Dak does when Dak dashes.
Oh, stop
people.
It.
And what happens? He takes off up the middle, and he goes nowhere. And that's it. And they give the ball back. But Malcolm Jenkins blocks the field goal because they get a short field goal attempt out of it. And, again, they got an illegal block in the back. They were going to have the ball to 22, but they got it all the way out to 50. So here's Carson Wentz on the hot seat again. You got to make some play. You got to get it home, right? You at least got to get 3 out of it. And what happens after that? Let's see the first play to Zach Ertz. Tell me this is a good throw, if you would, please.
Zach Ertz is all-pro. Yes, he's a Pro Bowl player.
First down to catch Zach Ertz.
You got to catch that.
Nope.
You got to catch that.
Nope.
You got to catch
behind
it.
Him, and he wasn't ready
for it. But you just said, hold on. I remember somebody threw it behind Randall Cobb last week, and it got picked.
Yeah.
And he said he should have called it.
Okay.
Just go ahead. Carry on.
All right. So then we get to – let's just go all the way to the last play because there was a drop, a little Hollins kid that's subbing. He dropped one, but – it finally comes down to 4th and 15 from his own 45, and he drops back. He had to hitch it a couple times there, and then he flings it to Arthega Whiteside.
And he dropped it.
Arthega Whiteside's like 6'6".
Skip, he dropped it. Skip, he dropped it.
Okay, the other kid, Rashawn Melvin, gets his hand up in the face. He's not a kid. He's actually a vet. But the point is, what if that ball is thrown 2 more yards? What would happen?
What if Whiteside catches it?
Okay.
What if he catches it?
Okay.
What if the ball hit him in the heels of his hand? It hit his hand,
Skip. He had to slow down at the one and wait for the ball to get to him. What if he had gotten, what if he put a little air underneath it, as Nick Foles would have done, and dropped it over the top to his tall receiver?
First
what
all,
would have happened?
What is Nick Foles doing right now? Mm. Well, he should be dropping balls.
He's trying to mend his collarbone.
Okay, then.
Yep. Heal it up.
Yeah.
Skip, now you got to stop. Look at this. The ball hit him in his hand, Skip.
Okay, but you let the cornerback get in. I don't know if he's a corner or safety, Rashawn Melvin.
Yeah.
But again, the DB got in the play and got his hand up in his face and bothered him. And Arthega Whiteside said after the game, yeah, I should have caught it. But that ball has to be thrown. See, Dak Prescott's going to get that ball where it could be caught. He has become deadly accurate.
He did.
With deadly
he got
touch.
One where it could be caught yesterday.
Yeah.
The
yep.
defender caught
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he said I got greedy in the first half. They were just trying to.
But no. I don't
stomp
need. I don't need an explanation. I don't need an explanation. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
I'm here to provide the explanation.
One team won, and this team lost again. To fall to 1-2, and you got to be a little. You won't admit to being at least nervous.
Skip.
Concerned.
Win Thursday night.
Shaky.
Win Thursday night with 500.
You got him?
And you're back to
okay, I'll take Aaron Rodgers Thursday night for a case.
Oh, so now you want it. Now you want Aaron Rodgers.
Let's do a case Thursday night and a case Sunday night. You got your Eagles. You have bought completely in. You're not even concerned.
We got.
Take them.
No. See,
take them. Put your due where your mouth is. I did.
Skip, I did not say I wasn't concerned.
Oh.
I said I'm not concerned at the end of the season.
Oh.
I'm not. Right now, we might be in a temporary lull.
Oh,
yeah, okay. It's kind of rough right now. But when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, when the book is closed, we'll find out if you like reading the book or not.
Mm. What if the Eagles fall to 1-3 while the Cowboys surge to 4-0? Would you be done then?
3-1.
Would you give it up?
You're 3-1 at the quarter pole.
Would you try to
Skip,
negotiate out of your bag?
No. I'm sure you'll be happy with 3-1, which would what you'll be, because it's better than what, I mean, I didn't think the Dolphins would be this bad. The Giants, Washington.
Okay. Philly plays in the same division, so they get to play the same team.
Okay, when we play them, we'll see. Let's see what happens when they play Miami.
Okay.
Let's see what happens when they play. Oh, they've already played the Washington. Mm-hmm. You remember what they did to Washington?
Yep.
Beat the brakes off them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't exactly beat the brakes off them. They were down 17-0 in the one game they
and
won.
And we blew the doors
at
off
home,
them.
At home, they were down 17-0. You like that, Shannon?
And guess what we did? Huh. We came and wheeled off 32 straight.
Yep. Shannon, you're in trouble.
No, we're not.
You should be backpedaling.
No.
If you want to do debt consolidation and try to
I don't want no debt consolidation with you.
Okay. I'm giving you chances.
Get white
you
side.
Can get two cases back. I'm betting one case on Aaron Rodgers. Come on, got Carson Wentz.
No. I'm betting on Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay.
That's bridge over troubled water.
Well, it is troubled.
Okay. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean Payton and Sean Payton, I trust.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'm sitting real pretty.
You're good
over
to
here.
Go?
Oh,
yep.
You sitting good. You sitting in what they call the proverbial catbird seat as we speak.
Do I look like a catbird?
Like start his Monday. No
mercy. Hey, football fans, are you an Amazon Prime member? Did you know that you have Thursday Night Football? Yeah, that's right. Thursday Night Football has returned to Prime Video for a third season. The cool thing is, you can catch all the action on your TV, on the web, or on your mobile device anywhere in the world. And the experience is next level. With Prime Video's X-ray feature, you can access next-gen stats, play history, and team information. And now it's available on iOS, Android, Fire tablets, and Fire TV. If you're ready to hear a new take on the game, you can switch over to sport broadcast legends Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer for the play-by-play. So, if you don't have cable or simply want to experience the future of football, tune in this Thursday. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern and kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. Also available on Fox and NFL Network. NFL Network simulcast subject to change. Thursday Night Football is presented by Bud Light Platinum. No mercy.
So the Daniel Jones era is off to a great start for the Giants. The sixth overall draft pick led his team on an 18-point comeback and passed for 336 yards and two touchdowns. Jones rushed for two touchdowns as well. Looked good doing it. The comeback was also made without Saquon Barkley, who left the game in the second quarter due to an ankle injury. So, Shannon, did this prove that everyone was wrong about Daniel Jones?
No, hell no. I'm not jumping to a conclusion after one game against a bad team. Tampa's terrible. They got one win. But Tampa is a terrible football team, so I'm not jumping to conclusions. Daniel Jones had one game in his college career like this, which you passed for 300 yards, had two touchdowns passing and two touchdowns rushing. So, no, I'm not jumping to conclusions. Let's just see. I'm going to hold off, but let me tell you what I will do once they get tape on him. Because everybody, oh, look at what he did in the preseason. This is what I'm telling you about the preseason from a guy that played in the preseason a lot. The offense and defense are very vanilla. Because I'm not going to try and show you anything. I'm not trying to give you any secrets when you pick up on any tendencies of something that I might run against someone in the regular season, Skip. So moving forward, they have tape on Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit more athletic than maybe they gave him credit for. That last, it looked like they were playing 22 man, which was a cross the board man, yeah. Too deep coverage. He hit a crease, nobody's there. Now,
the ocean opened.
We must be careful when we run this coverage because that's a coverage you run against Eli Manning because Eli Manning isn't going anywhere. That's a coverage you run against Skip guys that are not mobile. You can run that coverage. But you never run that coverage against Kyler Murray. Mm. You never run that. Lamar Jackson would rush for 3,000 yards in a game if you ran that coverage against him. So, no, I'm not jumping to conclusion. He had a big game. Do I believe Eli Manning could have done this? Absolutely not. Because a lot of the time the pressure came, he was able to get out of harm's way with his legs. Mm-hmm. And his arm looked like it's more livelier than what Eli's arm is at this juncture of Eli's career.
Agreed.
So they made the right decision, but I'm not going to just like, oh, yeah, they got their guy. That's the guy right there. No, I'm not ready to do that just yet, Skip.
Nor am I. But I am ready to say congratulations on a tremendous, spectacular opening performance of your career because he lost Saquon in the second quarter.
Yes.
He lost him.
Yep.
So he didn't have the guy you call the best running back in football. And that Shaq Barrett, he can run. That's one guy who can bring it.
He can rush the quarterback,
He can really, because doesn't he lead the league now in sacks? I'm sure he does.
Yeah, because he was what you call, you know, he was with the Broncos. And he didn't get on the field because he was playing behind Vaughn and Chubb.
All right. So I'm not ready to be sold because I think that Daniel Jones fell into the perfect spot. Mm-hmm. You talk about expectations, dooming players, dooming teams. He actually had no expectations.
Zero.
He went from a way too high pick in everybody's estimation to we expect nothing of him because he's not very good.
Yeah. Right.
Again, I'll just tell you what I saw. I watched two Duke games last year because I was watching the other team. And he just didn't leap to me. He didn't jump off my screen. Mm-hmm. And I know his record was 17-19 at Duke, but I didn't. Usually you can see a kid has some potential to play in the league because the way he moves, because of his velocity. I just saw your basic seventh round choice who might make it as a backup one day in the league. And again, I'm going to give you this. He measured 6'5 and an 8, so he's taller than you think. He's 221, and he ran a 4.8 40 at the combine. Well, at that height, the 4.8's pretty good.
Well, Skip, he got all the measurables.
Okay.
6'5", 220, knowing that he's that age, he can put weight on, so he'll end up being around 240.
Okay.
He's prototypical for a drop-back passer.
And he can move enough to get out of harm's way.
Yes.
And he's got a nice arm. I do not think he's got a cannon, but he's got a nice arm.
Right.
And yet, so far, he fell into a situation where his coaching staff is doing everything in its power to make him succeed because if he doesn't, they don't.
Right.
Because they all, Shermer and Gettleman, the GM, they put all their eggs in his basket.
Yep.
And if he busts, they bust.
Yep.
They're gone.
Yep.
So they're going to prop him up in every way they can. And they've done a really nice job of putting him in the perfect position to succeed at this stage of his career. So I give you all of that. But I'm also going to remind you, he lost three fumbles in the preseason. He was in for four snaps against my Cowboys in the opener and lost another one. And yesterday, three more fumbles. Mm-hmm. So ball security.
Yeah.
And you know that market. You know how hard it is. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, everything's going to swing from we despise you because we despise Shermer and Gettleman for picking you.
Right.
But you're a nice guy, and now you're the toast of the town, right?
Yep.
Well, let's see how he can handle that. He seems like a great kid. He's been able to shrug off all the criticism so far, the Baker Mayfield shot so far. Let's see what happens when, as you say, people game plan and he has an off game because he will have an off game because they're not good enough to back him up when they start playing better competition. That's what's going to happen.
Skip, we were a shank away from probably not even doing this story. I mean, Tampa did everything they could to
just
get.
Just missed it from 34 yards. Right. Bruce Arians.
He was better.
He took a delay to push him back 5 yards because he thought he'd be a little better, a little farther from the uprights. I don't know. Sometimes you can get so close that it's like a weird angle and the distance get cut down. The opening
you know
looks
what?
Smaller.
I passed up this dunk because I wanted the guy to shoot the 3-point. You want a Shaq dunk or you want a Steph Curry 3-point shot? Steph is the greatest long range shooter Skip there is, but I'm taking the Shaq dunk. Skip, take the basically chip shot. I mean, push the guy back for what?
I don't know, because it's more of an extra point length now. I don't know.
I was like,
and he, right on schedule, he just flat leaves it right.
Yes.
It wasn't even a shank. He just missed it right to me. And yet Jameis had thrown a horrendous interception earlier that kept the door open.
Yeah.
And then Jameis finally hit Mike Evans with a deep ball that I thought Jameis could have put a little more air underneath because he had a step on your man Jackrabbit.
Man, they've been killing Jackrabbit lately, yeah, man.
They're killing him.
They're killing Jackrabbit.
He lost his handcuffs.
Jackrabbit's about to go extinct.
Yeah. I think he was messing with the handcuffs and he accidentally locked his own wrist.
He got him.
I don't know what happened.
Skip, yeah. They've been doing the number on Jackrabbit lately.
Yep. Oh. But I got to give Daniel Jones this because if you look at the history of the Giants, when they're down 18 or more points, that they hadn't come back since 1949. It was 58 straight games. So he did that.
Right.
He came from 18 down at Tampa. Yeah. That's pretty good.
I mean,
right?
to do it on the road. Yeah. I think that was the most impressive thing about 18 obviously is a lot of points. Yeah. But to do it on the road in a hostile environment, I don't know if it was hostile, I mean, mm-hmm. Tampa.
Yeah, but
it's not like they said, it's not like this the 0-2 Bucks that he was going up against and the crowd is going raucous. But look, give him credit. Skip, they won the game.
Yeah.
He played well in a win. But
in the second half, he threw for 303 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And Eli had never done that in his career in a half. So, what a start. But
Eli,
you know what happens? Remember Cam's first two games when he threw 400-plus?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now this poor kid might have just set his bar way too high.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. I mean, the only guy that can, you know, set a bar high and maintain that thing is my homeboy.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. You remember the last game in Denver?
Huh.
He went for like 280.
Yep.
And then he just came out next year and picked right where he left out this year.
Really?
The only one.
That's on my homeboy.
It works around here.
Yeah, Dak Prescott set the bar so high the first year. He went 13-3. And he just keeps living.
Dak can't hold a candle.
He just keeps moving that bar up.
Dak can't hold a candle to my homeboy, Skip.
Who has the better record over the last 13 games?
Oh,
homeboy or my guy? I think my guy does. Sorry.
What's my guy's record?
Uh-huh.
My guy's 1, 12-4, 13. My guy's 16-4. Can I interest you in that in 20 games?
Can I interest you in the last 13, 11-2 for Dak Prescott? Huh.
Okay. I love how you just casually bring up Mahomes.
Mahomes, you go on a whole different tangent about Dak.
But we're not talking about the Cowboys.
You like MVP? Can you go ahead and say MVP?
Yeah, I'll give him MVPs. Can you say Lombardi?
Oh, he'll have that too.
Lombardi.
Oh, he'll have both of them.
Okay.
You're going to have both of them.
Both of them?
Both.
Really?
Both.
I thought you picked the Eagles. No?
No, I got my homeboy.
To win the championship?
I think I got my homeboy.
You got them both? You think?
I think you do, too.
I think you kind of waver
from
Monday to Monday.
No, no, no.
Sometimes you pick the Eagles, sometimes you pick the Chiefs.
No, I got the Eagles. I got the Eagles to represent the NFC.
Okay.
I know I got my homeboy coming out of the AFC. That's a done deal.
Really?
That's a done deal.
And they're going to win it all?
All.
Done deal?
All of them.
You know, that team up in Foxborough, they still look pretty good to me.
Still look good.
Right?
No mercy.
Are you ready for what's ahead? You can't always predict the future, but you can game plan for it. Generations of families and businesses have harnessed the power of Pacific to help them reach their unique goals. Whether you need to save enough money to meet your needs, ensure your family is protected, or make sure you don't run out of money, Pacific Life has a variety of financial solutions that can help. Pacific Life counts more than half of the 100 largest U.S. companies as its clients and has been named one of the 2019 World's Most Ethical Companies by the Ethisphere Institute, protecting what matters most to people for 150 years and counting. That's the power of Pacific. Ask a financial professional about how Pacific Life can help you game plan for your future. Or visit www.pacificlife.com.
No mercy.
On Friday, the Patriots cut Antonio Brown after the receiver sent threatening text messages to one of his accusers. Brown's time with the Patriots lasted just over 1 week, and he played in only one game. After being released, AB tweeted that he will not play in the NFL anymore and has reportedly filed a grievance against the Patriots. So, Michael, what would your advice be right now at this point to Antonio Brown?
Just to walk away from the game. You know, get away from it. Okay. You know, you got to take a step back and look at things for what they are. These are personal issues, and personal issues will always override football. You know, and in some cases, you have no one else to blame but yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, when I went through my issues, I wanted to point the finger at a lot of people, and I was, you know, I was disgruntled, I was upset. And yeah, you can get into that mode, and then you start to fire off. Good thing social media wasn't around back then.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but now that's the world we live in. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we're dealing with. And sometimes it can cause things to implode.
So did it help you to be forced to get away from the game?
It helped me to get away from the game. You know, and I was still a fan, and I still love football. That'll never die in this heart, and it wouldn't die, you know, in my heart at that given time. I knew I wanted to play again, but I didn't know if I would ever play again, so I was prepared to deal with it however it came.
Right.
But, you know, this is a personal matter that needs to be taken care of and needs to be, you know, taken into consideration very seriously. And, you know, if I was Tony, I'd just walk away from the game right now.
He needs to find someone to be honest with him.
Yeah.
When you were dealing with your things.
I'm gonna give him a call.
How many?
Without a doubt.
Good.
Mike, when you were going through what you was going through, how many of your homeboys told you what you needed to know instead of what you wanted to hear?
Very few.
That's his problem.
Very few.
You see, for me, and I've been very fortunate that even though, Skip, my sister hadn't had a job since 1985, my brother and I have taken care of. Mm-hmm. But if I say something, if I do something wrong, she say, Shannon, you know I love you, but you're wrong. My brother say, hey, bro, that ain't the right way to do it. My homeboy say, homeboy, you know, hey, I ride with you, but you're wrong in this occasion. Mm-hmm. Skip, that's what you need.
Yep.
What good is it if you're going to co-sign everything? Mm-hmm. Everything that I do, you co-sign. What good? That's not a friend. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happened with AB. AB is looking for someone to blame for his missteps. AB, you're the one that's doing the walking. Mm-hmm. You can control the behavior that you're exhibiting. You didn't have to miss practice in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
You didn't have to miss walkthroughs. You didn't have to take the approach that you did. Mm-hmm. We're not even talking, Skip. Skip, for the most part, you and I have not even touched on Miss Taylor's situation because we don't know any more than anybody else. Right. That's going to be adjudicated at a time and a place. Let that work out.
Okay.
But
that's true.
You thought it would be a good idea to send those kind of messages to include in a group chat someone that you thought might have said something about you or you think is lying about you? You thought that would be a good idea? And not one of your homeboys like, AB, bro, hold on, wait a second. Let's think about this. Let's think about the ramifications of what's going to come about.
Exactly.
Think about how this is going to look. She said this. You do that. People are going to say, bro, are you trying to intimidate her? Are you threatening her? Did that not cross your mind? Mm-mm. But it's my fault. It's Ben Roethlisberger's fault. It's Mr. Kraft's fault. At not one point in time did AB say, you know what? It's my fault I missed practice. It's my fault I didn't miss walkthrough. Where are your homeboys? You didn't have one homeboy. You laid up in the house, didn't go to practice. Mm-hmm. Not one homeboy say, bro, what you doing? Bro, Skip. I was talking to me and Warren Sapp. And Brooks was on the phone. And I was like, Sap, Brooks, have any of you guys ever just laid up at home and said, you know what, I ain't going to practice? Sap said, Sharp, I'm sitting in a $2 million house. I got an Olympic-sized pool. Everything, rolls, range, paid for it.
I'm there.
And how I got this is where I need to be. And I said, no, I ain't going there.
And the check.
Who thinks like that, Skip? Who thinks like everything that you got? Think about this. What else is AB going to do that's going to make $13, $14 million a year? What else can he do? And the very thing that's going to get, that provides the opportunity for all his homeboys that ride his coattail and co-sign everything, the big house in Fort Lauderdale, is because you go to practice and because you play and you say, no, I ain't going today. And how is that? And somehow, it's my fault for pointing it out. See, what I say, Skip, don't get mad at you. Get mad at the weather. Yeah. Don't get mad at the weatherman that's telling you that it's raining. Hell, be mad at the rain. Don't get mad at me because I tell you it's raining outside. Mm-hmm. And that's where the anger is, Skip. Everybody that tells him that he's wrong is your fault. That's it ain't my fault because I'm acting up.
I'm going to say this one more time about this man, Michael Vick. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again because it applies right now. I despised what you did, what you had to pay for. But in my career, I've never had more respect for a professional athlete bouncing back from hitting bottom than I have had for this man. Because I believe, and I've been around him enough to draw this conclusion, I believe he's a good man.
Yep.
Who went down the wrong path, surrounded by the wrong people, and listened to the wrong people, and he paid dearly for what he did.
Right.
Dearly. And he came back, and he didn't just play well, he played great. And he redeemed himself in many ways, and he's now on a successful career arc, and I have, like, the utmost respect for that.
Thank you, Skip.
And it's a powerful statement of what you've done to what Antonio, and again, we're not talking about a crime over here with Antonio,
right.
But we're talking about a lot of bad behavior that's led to him being on the thinnest of ice with this whole league.
Right.
To the point that he's in danger of not being able to play again. I think that's in play right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not, but for the rest of this year, I think he's going to be forced to take a hard look inside himself because I don't think anybody's going to touch him.
Not this year,
Skip. Because as you say, radioactive,
yes.
Toxic.
Yeah.
It's just too much. There's too much on the table right now. The NFL's made it very clear. They are still investigating. We don't know how it's all going to play out, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to play out well for him for the rest of this football season.
Yeah.
Whether he plays next year is up for grabs. I don't know. But the point is, I just hope Antonio, who has a good side to him. I've been around him a number of times, too. He has a good side. He's got a great smile. He's got great charisma.
Thanks.
He's just gone over the edge into, I am bulletproof. I can do, I'm above your rules. I can do whatever I want to do. And you know that feeling from the bad old days. And I just hope he doesn't wake up in 10 years or 20 years and say, what was I thinking? Look how much I threw away. Because, man, he's not just good at what he does.
That's going to happen.
He's Michael Vick
good.
That's going
to happen. You know? Regardless of how this all plays out, whether he plays next year, 2 years from now, he's going to wake up and say, what did I do? Because still to this day, I wake up saying, what did I do? Why did I do that? Why did I make those decisions? Mm. And so you understand that you are responsible for your own actions.
Actions have consequences.
You understand that. That's the only way you're going to be able to move forward in life. And to Shannon's point, I had people around me after I went through what I went through to help me. I had to listen. You know, I was a different person. You know, I had to be more conscious of my surroundings. You need somebody to push you, whether it's a friend, you know, whether it's a coach, whether it's a father figure, somebody. Other than that, you are going to continue to go down the same path.
$40 million you need like that. $40 million.
He left $30 million on the table.
All you have to do. Somebody says, you know what? Gene, I'm going to give you $40 million. All you got to do is just behave.
Yeah.
No, you don't got to behave. Just act professional.
Yeah.
Professional means you come to work.
Yeah, that's...
You do your job. That's all you got to do. Skip, well, I'm not asking you to do anything outside the purview of what you would normally do on any job. Mm-hmm. It's act professional. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nah, I'm going to do it my way. A.B., unless you own a team, unless he got $2, $3 billion, because the last team that just sold went for about $2.3 billion. Now, unless A.B. got some money you and I don't know about, you always going to have to do what someone is going to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, bro, get that thought out your mind. And everybody, I'm just skip out. For me, I never want to own a business because I don't have that kind of time. I ain't that big. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Skip my call time. Okay, what's my, they just a channel, you know, when I took this job, it's like, you know, what time you get up? I said, what time do I need to get up? They said, well, the call time's probably going to be 4 o'clock. I said, I'll be there at 3:55.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply that. Ain't no, I got to get up. I know what I would. The man, they said, be here at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay, I'm up at 4 o'clock. I'm going to act professional. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to, what are they paying this? What are they paying that kind of money at, AB? Mm-hmm. Do you understand that? And Skip, you leave the Steelers angrily. You trashed them.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders bent over backwards for you. You trashed them.
You did.
The New England Patriots throw you a lifeline.
They did.
You're drowning. They save you. You trashed them. Yeah. So what about the 29 other teams?
Mm.
Don't screw it up for the next generation to come behind you.
Ooh, there's a good point.
Well, you know what they say.
That's what we got to be conscious of. That's what we got to understand. And listen,
that's why we don't give you no guarantee.
Has some significant meaning.
That's why we don't give you guaranteed money, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love Antonio, and I wish nothing but the best for him moving forward. But think about the guys that's coming behind you.
Yeah.
You know, think about the kids that you have to motivate and be an inspiration to.
Yeah. The lasting effect that this really has.
Turn this around and make this a positive. However you can, after the personal issues are resolved.
Yeah, tell him that you think about someone other than AB. Because for the last decade, it's been all about him.
That's real. That's what it's all about.
When you say $40 million and you do that, that gave me kind of chills. Just to think of how easily it could just be there.
I wish I could go back in the time machine and
do that
over
again. Like a big experience with live and well in that life.
It was live, baby.
We appreciate you. Sharing.
You should let your boy get that crib up there, too, in Sugarloaf.
We do. I hope you do reach out to us. Let us know. Thank you always for being here, for joining us.
Mercy.
Hey guys, this is Jenny Taft, and I have a quick message for you about Noom. Some people think that all diet and weight loss plans are the same, but that's because they haven't tried Noom. Noom is a new, totally different approach to losing weight and getting healthy that uses psychology and small goals to help you change your habits, making it easy to lose the weight and keep it off for good. Noom combines the power of technology with real human support, offering as little or as much help as you want along the way. And since Noom is an app, it's always with you and easy to use, which makes it super easy to stay on track and reach your goals. It's just as simple to get started. Just go online, answer a few quick questions, and they'll create a personalized program just for you. Noom can help you lose your old way of thinking about food and dieting. So what do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/podcast, Noom.com/podcast, and start your 14-day trial today. Change your habits. Change your mind. Change for good with Noom.
No mercy. How about this, though? The lack of Drew Brees, it did not seem to be an issue for the Saints. Sean Payton opted to go with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, and his 2 touchdown passes were enough for New Orleans to hold off the Seahawks yesterday, 33-27. The Saints host, the Cowboys this Sunday night, so that's a good one. Shannon, how difficult will it be for the Cowboys to win at New Orleans?
Well, it's going to be tough, Skip. New Orleans is a very, very tough place to play. We know what the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Mm-hmm.
We know what that building represents. They get riled up to spur their team on. This will be Dallas's first test. This isn't a Drew Brees test, but the sub is a nice fill-in.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a nice fill-in.
That's success.
I mean, this game that they won in Seattle was not as close as the score would indicate, because they were up 33-14 with 3 minutes left.
They're up 27-7 midway third quarter.
Yeah. And so Seattle got two garbage timeouts the last 3 minutes of the ball game to make it look respectable. But it wasn't, Skip. Mm-hmm. You know that they got 157-yard final two drive. Okay, all that. New Orleans played unbelievable. This was the best game that I've seen them play thus far. Let you know what they're capable of. And it's going to take this kind of Herculean effort, because the Cowboys are formidable, especially on offense.
They haven't played anybody.
They have not.
A quarterback who can't throw.
They have a very, very good offensive line.
Huh.
They have a running back. I believe right now, since Saquon's out, he's the best running back in football.
Oh, it
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So we already got it. We already got what we got on this game. So just so you know what's going down.
Huh. I don't know what went down yesterday in Seattle, because the harder I look at the box score, the more misleading it gets.
Yeah, mostly.
Seattle wound up with 515 yards to Teddy Bridgewater's 265.
157 came in garbage time. Okay. Didn't I just tell you that?
So Russell Wilson threw for 406 yards and Teddy threw for 177.
Yeah.
But guess what? New Orleans returned a punt, 53 yards for a touchdown, and New Orleans returned a fumble, 33 yards touchdown. And all of a sudden, it just tilted the scoreboard in favor of the visiting team.
Talk about. Now, you always tell me there are three phases in a football game.
Wow.
There's offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah.
Now you want to disregard the defense and the special teams. Am I correct? You didn't say that when the Wolf Hunter picked off walking to him. Oh, Wolf Hunter. Oh, you didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah, exactly. Loved it.
Clearly.
That was actually clearly at Philadelphia.
But your day
so
coming.
You didn't get to hear.
But your day coming Sunday night. Yeah. I want you to have that energy that you got right now. I need that Monday morning.
This was as overrated a win as you can get on the road. Yes, it was, because that defense was getting shredded by Russell Wilson. A lot of defenses get
shredded.
But
hold on. But y'all don't got Russell Wilson. Y'all don't have Russell.
But we get to play the New Orleans defense, right? Is it the same defense?
Yeah.
Or are they going to bring a new? Maybe they keep their better players at home. They don't travel.
But the thing is, New Orleans doesn't have to worry about is that y'all don't have Russell at quarterback.
Yeah.
Your guy ain't Russell Wilson.
We got the leading QBR quarterback in all of pro football going to New Orleans against that defense. And I thought it was pretty good, but it didn't play very well yesterday, and they got away by stealing one in Seattle.
All I know is my guy in Seattle has gone to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl in his second year. Went to a third one in his third year. Went to a second one in his third year. And was a handoff away from being a two-time Super Bowl champ. Now, where's your guy been?
Oh, we're talking about Teddy Bridgewater, who had a grand total of QBR of 62 yesterday, scale of 0 to 100, which is okay.
All I know is where your guy be going to green screens, because he be doing a lot of commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he seems to be backing them up.
No, he back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's doing just fine.
Chunky soup, huh?
Yeah. Campbell's Chunky.
Yeah. Campbell's Chunky Soup.
With his brothers.
And he got yogurt.
Yeah.
And he sleep on that mattress.
Is he backing it up?
Sleep number.
Yeah, sleep number. See, your boy one of the most sleep numbers.
He does it all.
Yeah.
Second half so far in three games, 29 of 32. Is that good? Is that accurate?
Wait
a second. But he can't throw. So my guy is simply the most underrated, over-criticized quarterback maybe in the history of this league.
But here's the thing, Skip. When you play the Giants, you play Washington, you play Miami, you can bull jive in the first half and then come light it up in the second half. Yeah. But when you play better teams and
I
you
agree.
Set yourself behind the eight ball, things might not be as fortunate for you down the stretch.
Yeah, okay. All I know is check down Teddy. I'll take him over Taysom Hill.
Taysom
Hill's got some Tebow in him, and I'm just happy that Sean Payton went with check down Teddy.
Okay, watch my guy, Teddy KGB.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they call him, old Teddy KGB down at the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
We know his tell.
Yeah.
We know his tell.
Got a little voodoo going on down there.
What did Matt Damon do to him in that movie? Huh?
Hey.
Cleaned him out. Cleaned him out.
But unfortunately, Skip.
Teddy KGB, he lost.
You're not going to, and what they
pay the man his money.
In poker,
right?
You guys didn't flop the nuts, so you not guys going to start with a 21-point lead. Your day coming.
Yeah.
Your day coming Sunday night.
Your night is coming.
Oh, I want you to answer the phone. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to call you.
Y'all call?
Yeah, I'm going to call him. After the game.
Wait a second.
He's not going to answer.
I'm up 42 cases of Diet Dew. Have I called you one time? Not one time.
No.
Have I gloated one time?
No. Hold on. That's you. You do what you do. I let you know.
I'm calling you
after the Saints beat them Sunday night.
How many cases do we have on it?
Two.
Two cases.
Two cases.
All right, straight up.
Jeez.
Like it.
Straight up?
Can I get three?
No, you can't get any.
Chip away at that number.
But I thought you had all that confidence in them. You can't even give me three little measly points.
No, I mean, you proposed it and I accepted.
Just be happy with what you got right now, Shannon.
Okay.
Yeah. No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Breaking news this morning, Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey called in sick today and will miss practice after reportedly coming down with the flu. Ramsey wants to get traded out of Jacksonville, but the team currently has no plans to trade the All-Pro. So, Shannon, what does this tell you?
Damn, Skip. I mean, man, they gotta get ridiculous, man. I can't co-sign this one, J-Ram.
No.
I mean, I did once try to call in, you know, say I wasn't feeling a little well, and they said, "Come in, let's take a look at you." They said, "We got something for that." They said, "Get on this."
Was that here at Fox?
No. At work. Come on, Jayla. How you gonna talk about you gonna call in? Just go show up to work and say, "Man, look, I'm under the weather," and just have to take a look at you. I know you want to get traded, but guys, man, y'all doing too much, man. I can't be co-signing all this foolishness.
This is what they call the blue flu.
Yeah.
You just say, "Well, if you won't trade me, I'll just stay sick."
And he said he might be sick the whole week.
Yeah. And this is after the owner, Shad Khan, said, not only do you want to keep him, I want to pay him.
Yeah.
So they want to pay him. And I thought maybe he'd get caught up in Minshew mania, right?
No, no.
No?
I just think, I think the biggest thing is I believe he loves the ownership, but I don't believe he can stand Tom Coughlin. Mm. I think that's the issue. I think that's the problem. That's where the rub or the crux of this argument, the problem is, Skip, is that he and Coach Coughlin does not see eye to eye.
Well, I think Tom read him the riot act, and he did not like it.
Yeah, these new kids, you got to be soft. You got to handle with kid gloves now, Skip.
Yeah, you can't be sick forever. I mean, how many days can you call in sick? It just doesn't work that way.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.